it just is not good. So you have to go out of stage, you go down to 412, or you go back up to 44 to go east and west. And when you go to 412, you really can't go east. You can only go west. So east-west is a huge issue, too. But there's just all of these things. I mean, we can talk about any one issue, and it's overwhelming. But we really need to... The root of all of this is just a reasonable funding program. That's really the deal.
Well, luckily, this Highway 65, of course, would be thinking on down the road, and we've discussed it, and we've got it, I think, listed on our 44 project list, and that's when you get down as far as Johnny Morris territory and Highway 86 and how the Branson Airport's going to develop out there, and potentially even this transload facility maybe being out in that vicinity. But and the backup of traffic, you know, at times is significant there on the Highway 86 with the Morris properties and the legends going on and so forth. I didn't hear about any major problems this year, though. There may have been. Not like there was a year or two ago when they first opened. They were packing up out onto the highway. And we had discussions about, you know, better access. And I think that's lumped in here, though it's not spelled out in here anyway. I think egress on the 65 going into the future, that's going to have to be addressed at 86 going west. And it looks like Johnny Morris's turnaround is doing okay. And I don't think there's been many reported safety incidences there. So it's private funding has proved out in this case to be pretty good. But there's a whole lot of development that's rapidly accelerating. And so that would be lumped into at large into that.
Yes,
that block.
Because we take it all the way to the state line.
One of the long-term things that will have to happen down here is Keith's transportation center, the control center, is going to have to encompass these kinds of events. The unmentioned event last year was the outdoor concert that was held at the Outdoor Academy. The end of the line to go to the concert was the Hollister Interchange, so you went 7 miles or 6 miles south, and then you turned on to 86 and you went in a mile and a half, and then you went into the thing. Some of the people were still in the line when the concert was getting over. So eventually we're going to have change those at-grade intersections for 265 and 86, and then you're going to have to use the signals there in the traffic control center to be able to reroute these people and have what's called moving parking lots on these outer roads. Now, we act like this is the Twilight Zone or Star Trek or some dang thing like that, but if we really expect to grow, now, we're also something that is, you know, we say we're faring fairly well here. We need to take a look at the sales tax generation, and our county is right behind St. Louis in Kansas City in sales tax generation, and we're a county of 52,000 people. So we are making this state money by the bushels. So we should be doing well. We should be doing very well. And if, in fact, we were a private industry and we were looking at return on investment, we'd be making these investments down here right now so we could make more money. But somehow, we just have to be team players. So for whatever that's worth, from a little rural county. Now this, we're not saying Greene County here. We're saying Taney County sales tax. Not Boone County and Columbia and all that crap. Taney County. And we're pretty quiet about all that, but not always.
Maybe shouldn't be.
Just saying. It's more than Springfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You put
old John Morris to the task, and you just take that little strip of 76 right there, and you take the lakes, and you pour all that together, and we're kids. We haven't seen anything yet on economic development, and just take it from somebody that has a fair idea about what's going to happen here. But we can't do it. And the airport can do some help for us a little bit. It's going to open it up to conventions and things like that, but once they get on the ground, you still have to move them around. And Highway 76 and 86 that only goes west and all of that kind of stuff, without the Taney County Expressway and a beltway system around here, we're going to be strangled. And once we get the expressway going and we get that southeast corner of this done, we still have the F Highway 160 part in there that we have to figure out, no shoulders and all that stuff. So there's a bunch going on here, but it isn't like we're asking for handouts and not repaying that 10 times over, because we really are. So
I think it's warranted to put a sentence in there, at least listing Highway 86 as a...
Yes. I made a note to say 86.
And also consideration of plunging Highway 86 on after the airport.
Yes.
And that doubles the intersection concerns. And that's going to come in the future.
And that use out to the airport is becoming more into focus at each $100 million a year that goes in out there to develop that area. There's going to be a day when the airport is going to be secondary to the need for the extension of 86 to the PGA tournament needs and the other event needs that are going to happen out there. And again, if we're not ready to go when they are, shame on us.
If we could get some funding for engineering plans for all these options we're talking about, that would be where we could be shovel ready, you know, if we just get some seed money to do the engineering part. Some of that's been
done. We would already have the Taney County Expressway if we had the total engineering package and all that stuff done years ago. We'd already have it. And that's why we got the downtown bridges, because we had everything and said, here's the plans, let's go build it. And that's not critical, because we didn't have any money then and we don't have any money now. It's just how you spend the money you don't have.
Has anyone, and he does a lot already, had conversations with Mr. Morris about perhaps funding the engineering? I mean, he would be a substantial beneficiary to that 86 and 65 area. Any thoughts?
Those discussions are held. I don't know that
they're
a little disingenuous, and here's why, because he's spending all this money, and then we say, well, why don't you spend just a little more?
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. He does a lot already.
Us. And, well, now, if it got critical and there was some gap funding needed, fine. One thing he's big on is not just going out there alone on those kinds of projects. Now, he did that roundabout because it really, really seriously was a bad deal before that. But the Long Creek Bridge, he's not offering to throw a few million on Long Creek Bridge, you know, or any of that kind of stuff, and yet that's critical to his infrastructure out there. But is it reasonable to believe, if you're John Morris and you're putting in $1 billion a year into the economy, that somebody that gets all that money could just help you do a few things that they get the money for? Or would you say, put in all this money into the economy and then build it yourself? Yikes. I'm not sure how that works. So for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Like you said, you know, if you could get engineering plans and drawings and stuff, that would go a long way. But having never met the man, I don't really.
He's a great guy. The other thing is, though, if he's going to pay for it, he's going to build it, and it's going to fit his plans.
Yes.
So don't say, I'm going to build it, and it's going to fit your plans. That's not going to work.
So are we safe to say 65 is staying at number two, then? And I will, yes, run out the 86 and airport, and also notes about the development occurring. I also fix my typos. I'm finding a lot of typos in these as I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
Everybody's good with that? Okay.
Concur.
So,
Commissioner, you're sitting over there pretty quiet. We're saying yes, like all of this stuff, but we're kind of on the commission's
authority
here. So, are we where you think we need to be or we're not?
Next to the 11th, that gets away from Tuesday, we'll meet with the Federal Highway Department, make a presentation.
Oh, okay.
See what they say. They just will give suggestions or because I know.
Buddy, you and I got to carry the water on this when it gets ready to go. What are you saying about this?
You know, if we don't be proactive in our transportation, we're going to be so far behind it's not even going to be funny. Because the people are going to come. Johnny Morris is going to make sure of that. So, you know, I don't see any reason why we should cut anything to do with transportation here in Taney County, whether it be a membership, whether it be a road, whether it be whatever. Because we've got to have MoDOT, MoDOT's got to have us, because we all play together. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. So, you know, Branson, Hollister, Forsyth, and I say Forsyth particularly because it's a county seat. We're all important to Taney County. So let's play it together.
So Forsyth is our number three.
Yeah.
The 160 with the turn lane.
Yeah.
Do we want to leave that as number three? Every time I come to town, I think this really
needs a... The roundabout has worked wonderful and getting traffic through and everything.
Awesome.
It's been actually surprising because I thought we'd have trouble with the semis more than we do.
Then they're not having an issue going through it?
No.
And there's no issues with it?
No.
Well, they're getting up on the side. They're doing...
But that's okay.
They're doing... It's moving along good.
We couldn't put the campground to the test because it's underwater.
There's no campground. Yeah, I wrote down that when we got to town, I was like, we're going to go see what the water level was like. And everything's underwater.
Except we were right, but it was as high as 2017?
Yeah.
It's not as high as
we were here in 2017 as well.
Yeah. Now, Rick, I think we also need the, I like the word proactive. You know, it's really rough to get funding around here. You know, when you have a, where you vote in medicinal marijuana, but you won't vote in a basic tax, maybe costing an average family maybe $20 to $100 a month, depending if you're driving a dually and pulling a Johnny Morris's Bass Pro Boat or whatever. I'm just going to continue to be, they're trying to keep it rural because they don't care, you know, and they're living the life. But you got to, I mean, this is a modern facility. This is not the 1940s and 30s. And if it were 1940s and 50s or whatever, that some of us grew up in here, you know, that's all you needed. And it was safe. There wasn't that many people except a huge industrial town I was raised up in, but there was plant workers everywhere during the afternoon, morning, everything. And so they're not going to have the funding. I think the proactive is going to have to take place in authority and taking authority by the governing people and say, we're going to shut it down. I mean, if you're going to live in the 1940s and the 50s with 20 times the population from then, 20 times the population of tourists, huge hotel facilities everywhere around here, accommodating what, maybe 100,000 on some of the events at one time, and you want to have a dangerous system like the, it's already been covered, but a dangerous road system like this, where I live on the 76 State Road meeting Lakeshore Drive. And I'm still for eventually and quickly, but in quick time, stopping the flow of traffic through Kennecuck, you got to run over about 10 kids crossing that street one day. I mean, it needs to be stopped at the end of their property line. They've donated property for rerouting, I guess, to help the people from Branson top of Branson Mountain around there, plus the people